And welcome to Friday. My name's Bob Arthurs. You've tuned into WMIE 91.5 FM. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. It's Friday the 13th. Ah! You know what? Don't give in to that. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad into it. You know, I am so thankful that I don't have to live under what some psychobabble person up in, you name the region, has to say and say, don't get out of bed. It's going to be a horrible day. I'm so glad that I don't have to live under that type of uncertainty. You know, there's a meme on Facebook that shows up on some of my page from that other people post from time to time. And it talks about that this morning when the children of God woke, the devil said, oh no, they're awake again. You know, I pray that you today are trusting in the Lord, that he's ordering your steps. He's directing your path. It's going to be a day of victory and a day of advancement for the kingdom of God. So, you know, if somebody's already tried to tell you today, you know, it's a day to be afraid and don't get out of bed and all that sort of stuff, you know, just stay and pull the covers over your head. Don't turn on the television or anything. You say, you know what? I got a message to share. It's not news of fear. It is good news. And that is that Jesus Christ is on the throne. He's empowered me. He's given me a message to come and proclaim to you that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords. So anyway, I want to say thank you today to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. You know, the businesses that I mentioned here, they are people that I know. They are faithful. They love Jesus. I don't mention them here on the radio program because they make a donation that covers the cost of the program or anything like that. We're not in this to make money. This is it is an expense on our financial report. It's not a profitable thing if you're looking at it from dollars and cents. But when you talk about that you're sowing liberally the word of God throughout the county, and that word is going to take root in people's lives and it's going to produce fruit and people are going to fall in love with the word, that's what we're all about. That's what Bill Andriak at Creative AC Solutions, he is one of my encouragers. I have some people that will contact me from time to time and encourage me and let me know. I was just having a conversation right before we went on the air, and you know that there are people who go through difficult times. Your pastor goes through difficult times. I don't know if you know that or not. Being in the ministry is not something that is without adversity, and sometimes you feel like what we were talking about in Psalm 22 yesterday, where it's you. And you've got to lean into Jesus, and you've got to roll upon him, because the battle that you're in is more than what you can withstand in the natural, but it is not too much for you and God in the supernatural. So Bill Andriak is one of our encouragers. He will oftentimes send me a message, and he said, Pastor, you are just so wonderful on the radio. And, you know, somebody once told me, they said, you know, I wanted to come up and give you a compliment on the message that you preached, but I didn't want you to get, you know, inflated ego. And I said, oh, brother, you don't have to worry about that. There's plenty of criticism that comes my way to make sure. I said, all that encouragement does is it keeps air inside. It doesn't cause it to be overinflated. And so we do want to take this opportunity to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God this coming Sunday. We're just a couple of weeks away from Space Coast City Fest. I want you to put that on your calendar, 2 weeks from tomorrow and Sunday as well. It's a Saturday and Sunday event. And then if you could also be praying, Easter is coming up in just a few short weeks. And with that occurring, that is one of the times of the year that a tremendous number of people have their curiosity piqued and they feel the Holy Spirit tugging on their heart, inviting them back into relationship with God. So if you would be praying with us, God has laid a message on my heart. He gave me my Easter message all the way back in the summer or early fall of 2019. And so we are very, very excited about that, and we'll be inviting you out to that. But if you don't want to wait till Easter, the good news is we're open this Sunday as well, and we're going to be praising Jesus. We're going to be preaching the word. We're going to be praying for miracles. We're going to be looking for lives to be changed and all of us to become more like Jesus. So Bill at Creative AC Solutions, he helps bring all that about. If you need your AC worked on here in central Brevard County, he doesn't have the capabilities of his territory extending to the south and the north, but if you're here in the central part of the county, he can get to where you are, and he is very, very good. And you would be amazed at the number of times that he comes to church and say, "Pastor, would you pray for this person? I encountered them this week, and they need a miracle in their life. They need an answer to prayer. Would you mind praying for them?" And so thank you to Creative AC Solutions. Would like to see you at church this Sunday. If you're do not have a church home, we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. I want to take you back today. Oh, goodness, as I hit the button there. Want to take you back to Psalm 22. We're going to read verses 6 through 11 today. And yesterday we got to the first part of verse number 8. Let's begin at verse number 6. "But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, 'He trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him.' But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help." So let's dive back in here. And I want to tell you, if you feel like the world is despising you, we kind of talked about that a little bit yesterday, please understand that they didn't think that Jesus was all that special when they saw him. The religious leadership looked down upon him. He didn't come from the right geographic region. He didn't come from the pedigree of influence that they thought that he should have come. And so they despised him. They ridiculed. You know, people said, where did he get this type of knowledge? You know, they weren't looking at him as the gift from God that he truly was. They saw all of his shortcomings, and it took miraculous signs and wonders taking place before the people said, "You know what? I think I'm going to set aside their opinion of him, and I'm going to form my own opinion. I believe that he is the Son of the living God. I believe he's the Messiah." And so please understand that if people do not see much potential in you, that God is not part of that group. God believes that with him living inside of you and working to fulfill his good pleasure in us and through us, he believes that there's great things that are going to take place. And so I just wanted to share that with you. It says here in verse number 8, "He trusted in the Lord." We talked about that yesterday, meaning that he rolled himself upon the Lord. That was the type of trust, that there wasn't any strength in his own body that was sustaining him. It was purely his faith and trust in God that was sustaining him at this point in time. Jesus, because this is a messianic psalm, it talks about, you know, what he was going through on the cross. It was literally the strength that God placed inside of him that enabled him to live as long as he did. He fulfilled the purpose. He fulfilled the prophecies. He came to fulfill the law and the prophets. And when he did that, he was he was literally being sustained, but not by the nails, but by the strength of God inside of him. He took care of his responsibilities as a son and made provision for his mother to be taken care of. And at the very end, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. It's finished. It's finished. It's over." And I want to tell you that the world thought that it was done, although they had a little bit of a memory that kicked in that said, you know, he said that he was going to do this, and he said that he was going to raise from the dead. And even though we've seen Lazarus raised from the dead, and we've seen him raise other people from the dead, and we've heard about it in the Bible, we don't really believe that he's going to be able to do it. But could we have a guard just to make sure? And Pilate said, go and make it secure as you can. Make sure that you put that period in place so that that sentence is a point of finality, that that's not just an interruption or an intermission there. And I want you to know that in spite of man's preparations, in spite of the devil's best efforts, they do not get the last word. God gets the last word. And so he rolled himself, he trusted in the Lord, and it says, let him rescue him. That word rescue there also means to deliver him, but it means to deliver to a place of safety. It also is a word that means to deliver to a new quality of life. You see, when God gets done delivering you, it is not going to be a return to the status quo. Anytime somebody can come and give their heart to Jesus, anytime that they can have an encounter with God and they go back to the status quo, they missed something. Our life should be transformed gloriously anytime that we have an encounter with God. I believe that we are settling too much for a complacency with what God has done in our past. And I believe that there is a new move of the Holy Spirit that is coming, that is wanting to compel not only unbelievers, but believers to become more and more like Jesus. Isn't that exciting? That's exciting. And so it looks like, you know, the picture that was described when I was studying the meaning of this Hebrew word was a picture of a cow that was giving birth to a calf, and how that's a very precarious situation. You see, the condition that calf had lived inside the mother cow's womb had become too constraining. There needed to be something, there needed to be a liberating act. But that transition from living off the sustenance from the mother to now being able to stand on your own two feet and be able to breathe in the breath that God surrounded this world with and created our atmosphere for us, that opportunity to grow and become that is what is talking about. When God delivers you, it is not just meant to be an act, an episode, or an event. It's meant to be transforming, not just for the enemy, but for us as well. Okay? There's a verse in Malachi chapter 4, verse number 2, says the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and we will go forth like calves released from the stall, rejoicing. That's the more or less the NIV translation of it. But if you've ever been around a cow that has been penned up, and you see when they when they are released from that confinement, they literally frolic and jump up and down. I mean, when we were teenagers, we tried to ride one of these calves. It wasn't a newborn calf. It was, you know, a pretty substantial size. It wasn't a full-grown cow. And we discovered that can be a wild ride. And I pray that no matter what crisis you're going through, that today that you will have the utmost trust in God, that He has not set you up for failure. He set you up for success. He has set you up for transformation. He has set you up so that you no longer walk in the natural, but you walk in the supernatural. That you walk spiritually empowered. This is what they were saying. This is how they were shooting their mouth off. They said, he trusted in God. Let God rescue him. Let God rescue him. Well, I've got good news for you. The cross was not the final act. The tomb, the rock that they put over that tomb, all of the damage that they had inflicted on his body was not enough to keep Jesus from rising from the dead. You see, they thought that when he said, it is finished, and he gave up his last breath and he died, they thought that was the end. But it was just an act of transformation. It was very real. The crisis you're going through, I'm not here to say it's just a fantasy. It can be very, very real. But I want to encourage you that you're getting ready to experience the goodness of God, the greatness of God. He's getting ready to do something beyond what people might think might happen or the devil hopes wouldn't happen. See, the Bible says that if the principalities and powers in hell had known what God had in mind, that they never would have crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I remember one time when I was going through a very difficult season, and the Holy Spirit quickened that verse to me. And all of a sudden a prayer that I pray for any person that I hear or know that used to walk with the Lord and now they're not, I pray this. God, I pray that you call them back into the household of faith by the Holy Spirit. And I pray that you would do such a fervent work in their lives and they become such on fire believers for you. And they become passionate about your word and passionate about your church and passionate about the lost and passionate about serving, that the devil regrets that he ever messed with them. That's what I pray. And you know what? Some people that I know that are walking in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, at one point in time, that was their reality. But they live an entirely new, they live Jesus, the resurrection in their life right now. They hear from God and they serve God. And it's absolutely incredible. They said, and they did say this to Jesus, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him, capital H, deliver him, since he delights in him. Now, I want you to understand that it says, let God deliver him, since he, capital H, delights in him. Okay? This word deliver does not mean the same thing as that other delivered. This word deliver means to come and snatch. I mean, to come and literally grab hold of and bring to a place of God's favor. I don't know if you have ever had somebody just come along and grab hold of you. I've got a picture in my mind of going down a journey and just reaching down and grabbing hold of the object that you're positioned at just the right place. I've got a good news for you. There's coming a time when Jesus is coming for his church. Every time I see the things that are going on in our world, the changes, I'm not going to call them transformation. If anything, I would call it the spiritual deterioration that is going on in our world at this point in time. I realize that we are closer to the end than we've ever been before. And the Bible talks that there's going to come a time when Jesus comes like a thief in the night, and the saints are going to be snatched away into the presence of the Lord forever. It's not going to be a kidnapping. It is going to be that arrival day. You know, in the fall, we had a wedding in our family. It was something that had been planned. It had been something that was intentional. There had been countless hours of preparation that had gone on. And so when that day arrived and that young man snatched my daughter away, it wasn't a day of sadness. It was a day of celebration, because there was a new beginning that was getting ready to take place. Listen, when you look around at all of the mess that is going on in our society, realize this is not your home. This is not your final destination. You're intended to live with Jesus forever, so make the preparations now. The parable of the young ladies with the oil, the five that had the oil, five that didn't, and the five were ready, five weren't. I encourage you, be ready. My wedding anniversary happens to fall on the first of a month. And if I'm not careful, because of the way my mind works, I can say, you know what, it's still a ways away, it's still a ways away, get to the end of the month, it's still a ways away, and then all of a sudden I wake up one day and it is already into that month and there's no cushion there. So I have to be very intentional about making sure that I don't get caught unawares and unprepared for a very important celebration in my life. Don't be unprepared for Jesus. Let him deliver him. Let him come and snatch him away. Let him come and pluck him from danger and set him up on a path of success, because he, God, delights in him, Jesus. Okay? I want to send you off this weekend in these last few minutes, because it's not just Jesus that the Father delights in. He also delighted in David. He delighted in Abraham. He delighted in Moses. He delights in the people of God. When you become a part of God's family, you get to see just how vitally important to God you are. You know, I don't want to go around living my life so serious. I mean, life is serious, but it is also a joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Too many times the world has tried to get us to believe that God is going around mad at us all the time, and he just can't wait to catch us in some sort of misstep so he can bat us into an eternity without him. Nothing could be further from the truth. The truth of the matter is that you and I are the joy that Jesus saw on the other side of the cross, that made the pain and the suffering of the cross all worth it. And so when the Holy Spirit came and quickened him, it wasn't a sad day. It was a jubilant day. It was all part of God's plan. God delights him. It means that he desires us. He's pleased with. He shows favor to. It is just an amazing dynamic of life. You see, every every person's home that I know has a different dynamic. What's normal for me in my house might not be normal for you in your house. You know, when I was growing up, my dad had a remote control for the television. It was me. He would say, get up and go change the station. There was all of three or four stations. There was NBC, CBS. There was ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS. There were four stations. And we had a dial, and so he would tell me to do that. So whenever Dad walked into the house, whatever we were watching suddenly became secondary, because he would say, okay, put it on the news, or put it on the sports, or put it on whatever he wanted to watch. So when I became an adult, I thought, man, this is going to be great. I get to watch what I want to watch. And my kids came along, and somehow the dynamic had got flipped on its head, and I was told, well, let them watch what they want to watch. And, you know, and so every home is a little bit different. I will also tell you this. Every home has a little bit of dysfunction in it, except for one. And that's the Father's house. The Father's house. The Father's house, some people think that it is just somber. It's a museum. Our house is not a museum. We didn't even try and buy, you know, high quality furniture. We wanted to make sure that our kids in our house could live, and that they didn't have to worry about breaking anything valuable, because they were the most valuable gift that God had ever entrusted into us. And so we wanted to make sure that they knew, hey, you are free to live and enjoy life living in our house. We wanted it to be a place where they felt great about coming home to, not dreading to come home to. And so I want you to know today that as we go into this weekend, the Father delights in the redeemed of the Lord. As a child of God, He loves you. He loves to hear from you. He loves to speak to you. He loves to fellowship with you, spend time with you. We would love to spend time with you and enjoy this life together, getting to know one another before eternity. We'd love to see you at Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. God bless you. We'll see you Monday right
here
on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Beautiful Savior.